I've got Chris here this morning. It's going to be interrupted a little bit with the airport announcements and everything like that, but I'm going to ask him about the camp and get him to tell us some of the details about how many they had and how many speakers and the results and the Lord's answers to prayer. So just roll it out, Chris, tell us anything you want to tell us, and then we run dry, I'll ask you a question.
All right. We had 570 campers come. The Lord really worked. There was five of us preaching and doing different things. Did a few object lessons. Brad Williamson came. Dave O, Sam, and Tim Lewis, another American missionary who's just gotten there. And the Lord really worked. It was good. There was probably about 90 or so people that went out and called on the Lord, and lots of Christians, saved kids, went out and wanted to deal with some sin in their life and give their lives back to the Lord more fully, which was a good blessing to see these guys. There was a good liberty to preach. Around the middle of the week, we all went and had a big prayer meeting, and we had guys out the back praying for the whole message. There was even a group of people that came, this guy, and he brought three of his mates, and they came up to camp just to pray and fast the whole time through camp for us, which helped us a lot. And it was really good seeing God work. There was lots of things that we had to think about. We had water issues. There was a big trouble fight on the Sunday before camp started. None of the vehicles were working when we first got there. We didn't have a toilet block or anything like this. So it was a bit of a mission to get ready for camp. We were kind of wondering how it was really going to work. But it did.
That's really good. Tell us about that pump. About that pump you were able to get. And then what happened with it?
The pump. We needed to get a pump because our water supply wasn't big enough, so they got a water supply from across the hill, but it was lower than the station, so we had to pump it from a tank from the bottom back up to the top. And we were looking for a pump in town, and the guy said it was 1,800 kina, and then he says, no, we could do it for 1,200 kina. And no, we could do it for 1,100 kina. And then he goes, in the end, he gives it to us for 990 kina. So we got this pump, and then halfway through camp, the pump broke anyway, so it was just a Chinese-made pump, and then we had more water issues.
Could
you pause that?
Mr. Maxwell Beckoff. Mr. Chan Wong. Mr. Chan.
Sam.
That's great. Tell us about that.
The Lord really worked on us and me and Dave-O and Sam and showed us a few things that he wants us to do. Just confirmed a lot of things, you know, in being there.
Dave-O's going up to get his missionary now, ain't he?
Yeah. Well, when we first got there, we had no water, we had no toilets, we had no cars. Dave and Julie weren't there. We had 2 weeks to camp and the place was not ready at all.
Oh, man. Did they get that toilet block built that they were wanting to build down there by the building?
Yeah, we finished it on Monday when camp started.
How come we tend to be such last-minute turkeys?
I blame it on Sam.
Is it a New Guinea mentality? It's New Guinea time.
Must be. It's pretty rough. It got done, though. It's a big toilet block with 16 toilets. Big hole, just pit toilet, but it worked.
Yep.
Got a bit smelly in the end.
Yeah, well, so how many people from how many churches, did they get any idea how many churches were represented at camp?
Oh, how many churches? I don't know how many churches there were. The churches were coming in groups of about 25 and 30 and 5.
Yep. Did you have many national pastors there?
Yeah, we had heaps of pastors there. We had a bunch of people from way out west past Hagen that came that heard about the camp and they wanted to see what the camp was like. And they had about 35 campers that wanted to come, but they didn't come. So these three guys came down to see camp just to see what it was like and see what was going on and everything. And then halfway through camp, they left because they just came out to see it. I think it was about Thursday they left, actually, and they said, oh, we're leaving. And they said, you know, we just came down to see what the camp was like and it's a shame we're leaving. We don't want to be going, but next year we'll be coming. There's 35 of us that wanted to come this year, but I reckon there'll be more next year.
That's neat. Well, that is a real blessing. It's great to see the answers to prayer. That's the thing that blessed us so much, because it just looked like we believe we're doing the right thing. It just looks so impossible to do it, so we pray. And God makes the impossible possible.
It was totally impossible.
Tell them about that ball joint or what it was. Guy right in there.
Yeah, when on Sunday night, when the fight was on, we had a couple of guys on the station. One guy had a tip of a spear stuck in his face, and one guy had shot by a spear in his neck. And we're trying to get the spear out of his face, but Julie needed some gear, and down the road, we had to go down to get this nurse or some equipment down there for her to do the job. And then when we're out, we're about 5Ks away from the house, and the phone battery was dead, and the tie rod end broke, so I lost the steering in the car. And we're out on the track, still in my church clothes from Sunday, morning.
Which was like a three-piece suit and a tie, of
course. Yeah, that's right, tails, rolling around in the dust under the car. And we didn't have anything in the car, didn't have a toolbox, didn't even have a hammer. So I just jammed it back up with a couple of screwdrivers that were in the car and tied it up with a ratchet strap to get home. Bush Mechanics 101. You'll learn how to fix a tie rod with a ratchet strap. If you can't do that, you'll be in trouble.
You know, that's where all that work you did on your own Land Cruiser years ago down in New South, that short wheelbase when you had everything like that, comes in handy. You learn through those skint knuckles how to work on the mission.
The amount of times I broke down on the side of the road.
Well, let me just ask you one more thing. What can we pray for? What's the best thing for us to pray for you right now? What's the greatest need? What are the greatest needs?
For us to finish deputation and for us to get our visa. The paperwork's are getting put in the office today, so now the hold-up is the visa thing. So just pray for the visas and for us to get through and finish deputation.
Very good. You reckon possibly the end of November, 1st of December, you'll be back up here?
Yeah, sometime near the end of the year.
All right, well, we'll keep praying. Sure appreciate you. And thank the Lord for what you've been doing up there. And thank the Lord that He's answering prayer and providing support and taking care of you and keeping you going. Looking forward to you being back. Looking forward to you preaching for us. So I hope this will help everybody to really be holding you up in prayer.
Yeah, thanks.